Prayer is one of those things that makes people feel guilty. I mean, we know we should pray more, we know that. But somehow, well, you know how it goes. And yet the lack of prayer in many a person's life leads to a lack of power. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You know what they say, if all else fails, pray. And frankly, that's how many of us treat prayer. And sure, God will often show up in a crisis, but the most powerful form of prayer is preemptive prayer, the sort of prayer that we pray ahead of time, not knowing what's going to befall us during today or tomorrow. Now, a lot of people I know find it difficult to pray. The main excuse is, hey, I don't have time. And yet, think of it this way. How much more time would you have on your hands if during the day you had the power of God to deal with the things that you yourself couldn't deal with? There was a time when Jesus' disciples tried to cast a demon out of a young boy, and they discovered that they couldn't. They didn't have the power. Mark chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. Then Jesus went up to the house. His followers were alone with him there. They said, why weren't we able to force that evil spirit out? Jesus answered, that kind of spirit can be forced out only with prayer and fasting. Now, just think about that for a moment. They're out there, a father brings his young son along who's convulsing and carrying on and manifesting a demon. When do you have time for prayer and fasting? The answer is you don't. It's something you do beforehand, preemptively. Because of your earnest prayer beforehand, you're already in a place where you have the power to do what's needed. Earnest, preemptive prayer. That's where the power is. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. Somehow, when you start getting the Word of God into your heart on a regular basis, well, it's funny, but things that perhaps didn't make sense all of a sudden seem blindingly, glimpsingly obvious. And that's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.